For more on the latest census figures, we head to Cape Cod, from where an entire generation appears to be fleeing. Cape Cod Times business reporter Sarah Shemkis has been looking at the data. And Sarah, give us a sense of what the numbers are telling us.
Basically, what we're looking at is a really significant decline in the number of people in, I guess, a category you would loosely call young people, kind of the upper 20s through the 30s into the lower 40s. For example, if you look at the group of people between the ages of 25 and 44, that group has dropped by 26.8%. Statewide, it's only gone down by 13%.
That's more than a quarter, a huge number of people. Do we know why they're leaving?
Really, all we have is anecdotal at this point, but it seems to be focused on two areas. One is economic. There's a perception that there's no place to go career-wise and that it's very expensive to live down here. And the other is social, just the sense that especially during the winter, everything shuts down, there's nothing much to do, that if you're single, there's not much hope of meeting someone down here.
Now, Sarah, these people obviously make up a big part of the workforce, or would make up a part of the workforce. Are businesses feeling this change?
Absolutely. I've talked to several employers who say it can be hard to find people, especially when they're looking for people with more qualifications, more technical credentials, that it can be difficult to find people. On the other hand, they say sometimes when you find just the right person, coming to Cape Cod can be appealing, but there does seem to be a kind of lack of a qualified pool here on the Cape.
Hmm. And now, at the same time that you have these younger people leaving the Cape, you have a vastly increasing older population. So that must be putting a strain on communities, correct?
Absolutely. For example, people from 55 to 64, that age range increased by nearly 40%.
Wow.
There was an increase in 30% in the people over 85. So what analysts are telling us is that this is going to mean significant problems for healthcare costs in the years to come, specifically because Medicare isn't covering all of the health bills these people will be generating. There'll be a cost shifting, and that will cause higher prices for everyone across the board.
Well, Sarah, we talked to you back in March about this demographic shift on the Cape. So these numbers seem to confirm what we already knew. I'm curious if people are alarmed by this data, and what, if anything, the business community or local government can do about this.
We've actually seen this coming for a few years now, so there have been some efforts underway. When the recession hit, it kind of caused a couple of them to fade out. There just weren't the resources there to keep pursuing some of the plans and policies they'd put in place. At this point, there's a couple things getting started. The Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce, along with some tech and civic leaders, are putting together a group called Smarter Cape, where they're looking at ways to use technology to make our economy more efficient and to kind of bring new industries here and develop them. There's a group called the Cape Cod Young Professionals that's working to really form connections between young people to build the community and to help shepherd people through their career advancement, help them get more education, help them find internships and mentors.
Well, Sarah Shemkis, thanks so much. We appreciate you helping us out today.
You're very welcome.
That's Sarah Shemkis, business reporter for the Cape Cod Times, talking about the latest census numbers and the flight of young people from the Cape.
In a moment, an investigation into international adoptions. 29 children adopted from one town in Sierra Leone. Now their birth families say they were stolen. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.